It's Monday. See how I get excited about Monday, just like I would for it being Friday? And that's even before I saw the boss here, Ann Thomas.
Oh, she must have snuck in.
She snuck in. We didn't see her.
She moved silently.
She is one quiet, under-the-radar traveler, matter of fact.
Means we always got to be on our best behavior.
Well, we are with Relentless Positive Radio. Hope you had a great weekend. And we have the team plus. We've got Mike Parsons, our executive producer, Danielle Mason, queen of the switches, Rich Luzinski, keeping track of our WJR traffic and weather first. Mary Slawinski is here, taking care of all the business side of our broadcast. Ray Templin, our extra engineer, running the controls here. And Curtis Paul, the digital media director, has introduced us to Anna McManus, the newest member of digital here at WJR. Welcome. How long do you think she'll last?
Well,
I'm kidding.
Way to put that out there early on.
I'm kidding. I wouldn't want to be a digital expert at our radio station with the rest of us around going, oh, wait a minute, what is this mouse thing you're talking about?
We like to deal in intimidation around here.
Anyway.
Hopefully a long time.
Really sad news, the passing of Lindsey Graham. Unexpected.
Shock, yeah.
71 is young these days. You want to imagine that a member of the United States Senate has the best medical care because they've got the best medical coverage available to them. And this is something that, if this is, in fact, in the end, it turns out to be this rupture of his aorta, this is something they can kind of get ahead of if they're keeping track of somebody.
Right. But us men are stubborn. We feel a little pain. We're like, it's just gas. It'll go away.
Yep, you're right. That's why we die sooner.
Right.
I mean, that's one of the reasons we die sooner.
Well, and like you said, Paul, 71 is young. But if I had to pick kind of the way I win, I mean, Lindsey Graham was active and
he was in Ukraine
just
a day before. He had his birthday over there. I didn't know that he didn't have an immediate family. He never got married.
Right.
He didn't have any kids of his own. He adopted his sister because his parents died when they were all young. And he actually adopted his sister, which is, I haven't heard of that sort of thing, but there must have been a reason that he did that.
Yeah, legal reasons or whatever.
Yeah.
And I guess President Trump wants that sister to take over the rest of Lindsey Graham's term.
Well, honest to goodness, the first thing I thought when he died was, I wonder if they'll just put his wife in that position.
Right.
They do that a lot.
Right.
It only goes till January. Then I find out he never had a wife.
Yeah.
Which I had no
so
idea.
So I guess next of kin.
Well, he was a great, great, as the president said, politician, but I'll say also, and the president said, he was a great human being, everything I knew about him. I think I spoke to him many, many years ago when he talked about running for president, but I don't even remember that stuff. Guys, Ray Templin is a great guy running our stuff here, but he reminds me of another guy who used to do this when we were on the road. His name was Eric Granowitz.
Oh, sure.
And today's his birthday.
Oh.
So happy birthday, Eric Granowitz. And I saw Joe Rotinsky, and I forgot to tell him. I will text him and tell him, you know, because Joe was on those trips with us. Link Bessert was on those trips with us. We were, you know, those were big trips when we went around the world doing the auto shows. I don't like Mamdani at all, but I do like this idea. Apparently, New York City is adopting a policy to ban firms from engaging in subscription traps and enable consumers to easily cancel subscriptions through a so-called click-to-cancel rule.
Yeah, have you ever noticed how easy it is to subscribe to something?
Without doing it.
Right.
You don't know it because it's buried in the small print. You don't realize that you're subscribing. And the next month, the item comes again, and you go, what the heck?
It's like those old Columbia House ads that say, get 10 CDs for a cent, and then they would just send you stuff and charge you for it.
And that's
every
why
month.
They sell you at a low price of $29.95, but then the real price comes up when they do the second sending, and it's $89.95. These people should go to prison for life, but if that's not going to happen, and it's not, then there should be an easy way to get out of those things.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It shouldn't be done automatically.
Right, it's a lot easier to subscribe to something and get charged a monthly fee than it is to unsubscribe and cancel those fees.
Right. Yeah, believe me, I'm going through that now with a couple of things. Because I foolishly order stuff in the middle of the night. When I'm,
that's dangerous.
I'm exactly who they're looking for.
Right.
Anyway.
Get like a phone lock on your after a certain time.
Do you know there's a new report shedding light on cities and those that may be the safest on the roads and those that are the most dangerous? I am happy to say we are not on the list of the 10 riskiest cities.
Good. Are we on the...
I am not happy to say we are not on the list of the 10 safest cities.
So we're somewhere in the middle.
Somewhere in the middle. Yeah. So we should be okay. If you're out there driving right now, don't overreact.
Right. What is it? I would guess New York, L.A., and Chicago would be on riskiest.
10 riskiest cities. And I don't know what these numbers are. 200. I guess the riskiest city is Boston.
Okay. I've driven in Boston. It's no fun.
Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Worcester, Massachusetts, Springfield, Mass., Glendale, Arizona, Providence, Rhode Island, Sunrise Manor, Nevada, Los Angeles, and Philadelphia. The 10 safest cities, that's, I guess, 1 through 10. Those were 191 through 200. The 10 safest cities, Brownsville, Texas.
Oh.
Because there's no real reason to be there.
Yeah, there's probably nothing but tumbleweeds and cows.
Fort Collins, Colorado, Boise, Idaho, Laredo, Texas, Cary, North Carolina, Madison, Wisconsin, McAllen, Texas, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Eugene, Oregon, and Clayton, Kansas. Some of these places I never heard of.
Sounds like you just don't just avoid Massachusetts altogether.
It sounds like it.
It's like three or four on the list.
It does indeed sound like it. We today are celebrating. It's the second annual Lomas Brown Golf Classic, Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic, and we're at the incredibly beautiful Country Club of Detroit.
It's very whimsical in here.
It's very beautiful. It is everything you would hope a country club would be. And the golf course is off the charts great. And that's, you know, I'm not a golfer anymore, but I do know golf courses.
Right.
And this is a great one. So that's where we are today. And I'm happy to say our first guest is going to be Lomas Brown Jr., our Detroit Lions legend, co-host of the Sports Wrap with Lomas Brown and Anthony Bellino, weeknights at 6. He's color analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network. And he picked up, without missing a beat, my old golf tournament. And this is more than an extension of my own golf tournament, because now all of the funds go to his foundation, which has been in effect for years. And he helps children's charities and a variety of other people through that foundation. And it's a beautiful day for golf on a beautiful golf course.
Yeah, and it's got to feel good that what you, JP, started and then you championed for years and years still lives on.
Yep, yep. And when we took it over from JP, I made a lot of changes.
Right.
Because they might have given $30,000, $40,000 to charity. And I said, what, all this money raised, how come? Well, they flew in pros.
Right.
First class. Put them in suites at the hotels. I mean, they spent a lot of money on stuff that I immediately said, we're not doing that anymore.
Yeah, and you've raised millions of dollars over the... I don't remember
about
the...
$10 million net.
Wow.
Nearly $10 million net dollars. And I trust that Lomas has just picked up and is running with it. And very exciting. His second year already, seems hard to believe. And they're out there and they're playing. And I live across the street, so I was able to watch. And golf is moving. The one thing you don't want one of these things to turn into is that what they call a death march.
You're able to do the shotgun start, then go back to bed.
Yeah, except I didn't do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's so funny, though. I had my my niece, the great cancer surgeon, Jessica Burns, in Toledo Hospital. She is famous. She's so good. But she said, Uncle Paul, we heard you at Metro Airport doing an announcement regarding luggage. And I said, oh, that's great. I knew it wasn't me.
I was going to say, I didn't know that was you. Yeah.
I didn't do that, but I thought, well, they're starting to try to sound like me.
Right.
Anyway, so.
Maybe the AI picked your voice to imitate.
Oh, my gosh. 12 of 14 on a Monday edition. Hoping you had a great weekend and a great start to the week right here on WJR. Lomas Brown is on his way. He's busy, as you might guess, because, well, we're here. at his tournament at the fabulous Country Club of Detroit. And when I say fabulous, I do mean fabulous. Live from the Country Club of Detroit for the second annual Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic. Relentless Positive Radio. Beautiful day to play golf. Now, people are saying, well, you know, it is a bit warm, Paul. But tomorrow, it's going to be warmer.
Yeah.
I heard tomorrow's high is like 98. Is that right?
Yeah.
98.
And that's not even the real feel, as we like to say. Well, so it'll really be like 105 or whatnot.
Well,
tomorrow.
It'll feel like right. That. Yeah. Do they have a name? They do for in the cold temperatures, they have a name for that. But I don't know if they call it the real feel.
I always feel the real feel. I don't know if that's like a Weather Channel thing or if it's like a meteorological thing.
I think it's a Weather Channel thing.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard it.
Real Feel TM, trademarked.
Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah, Paul, you know.
Do we give them a dollar every time they say that?
Yeah.
Real Feel.
They'll send us a cease and desist.
Yeah, well, but anyway.
Yeah, Paul, so, yeah, when you used to host this thing and you were out and about.
I stopped playing in it years ago because I didn't want us to waste the money on me playing golf. But I would I'd go out and do pictures with everyone, and I think that's what Lomas is doing now.
Yes.
Except now he has just arrived, and he greeted me when I
the man
came
of the
in
hour
with Kim, his executive director. And God bless you, Lomas, for taking this thing over and not missing a beat. And now you're an old pro. This is your second year.
Well, you know, like me and you were talking about a little earlier, legend, you set the tone. You are the one, you started this, you carried it for 21 years, did an awesome job. You know how big those shoes are, trying to feel.
Man, oh man.
I mean, I wear 17s, but those just feel like those are 23s I'm trying to feel.
You wear a size 17?
Yeah, and I'm still trying to feel your shoes, my good man. I'm trying to do it.
I just shook his hand and I lost my hand. I couldn't find my hand when I shook his hand. I went, where'd my hand go? Are you loving this? You seem to be having a good time, but you always have a good positive attitude.
Yeah, I do. I love it. And it's the people that come out and support it. You know, I got so many ex-teammates that came out.
Yeah.
You know, former guys, Hogan Haddon from the Lions, he's out here. So Calvin Johnson, a lot of these
guys. You're drawing from a whole other crowd of people.
Yeah.
Because they never gave me my due when I played for the Lions.
Yeah.
And, and none of the Lions showed up. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, you got a lot of nice people out here.
Yes.
This is the best golf course.
Oh.
No question. I'm glad I got my last one in here.
Man, yes.
I don't know. I was afraid to ask. And then once I did, and they were so warm and welcoming, I went, should have done this a long time ago.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Wow, you're
yeah.
right. George, Brian, the chef, everybody's
nice people.
Christine. All of
and
them
I belong
awesome.
To this club, but I was just
That's
scared.
What I'm saying,
I'm
legend.
Not a country club kind of guy. I never have been, sadly, but.
Well, I mean, and you got the beautiful parking spot right there. That's where you deserve to be at, right up front.
I never have parked there before.
Right, but that's but where you deserve to be
club,
at.
The club is closed, and I just pulled on over there thinking I'd be safe. Oh, and
you are.
And I mean, I always have to park so I can make a quick escape. What? Tell me, because we take these things for granted. Give me, in your own words, the mission statement of the Lomas Brown Foundation.
Yeah, so basically, Paul W., is to enhance our kids both physically, mentally, and we also want to introduce technology to these kids because we know how fast technology changes. And the thing I learned being around these kids is if you introduce them to something and it's something they like, they're going to grasp onto it and they're going to carry it. And that's all we want to do as a foundation, expose them to as many technologies, industries that we can so we give these kids an opportunity.
You're empowering these young people.
That's right. That's a great word.
And,
yeah.
And it's the education, the fitness, the opportunity. You started this in 1991. Mm-hmm. My fellow Super Bowl champion, again, I'm acting like
yeah.
that, and Detroit Lions legend Lomas Brown Jr., you build strong academic skill sets. I've watched all this, healthy physical habits, mm-hmm. life and career readiness, access to scholarships and post-secondary success that many, if not all, of these kids wouldn't get otherwise.
Right. You're right. You're right. And the kids that we're dealing with, these are kids that you want to get in there with Paul W. and these kids that you want to do things for. Because, again, these kids, man, they they deserve opportunities. And that's all we can do, right, the legend? Just give them an opportunity.
Legend. Okay.
Yeah, see, that's the legend.
We call him legend. And
Mike knows.
Every time I book Lomas, I say, Lomas, can you talk to the legend about 1215?
Mike knows. That's right.
No wonder I'm confused and thought I, too, was in the Super Bowl. You know, I'm getting to that age where your memory isn't as good as it used to be.
Yeah.
I can't remember what position I played. But I do feel like I played football. Yeah. You know, every time I stand up, I go, oh.
Hey, tell me about it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but you earned it.
Yeah. They'll hurt, though.
Do you have a date picked already?
We do. I'm glad you said
because
that.
Because people listening are saying, why didn't I go to that?
Yes, legend. I'm so happy. It is July the 12th, 2027. Monday, July 12th, 2027. So we have the date locked in. We're ready to rock and roll. That'll be the third annual. But, man, we're going to do it big here at the second annual while we're out here today, Paul.
Well, you got around and you saw a bunch of people took pictures with
them.
Yes. I'll let you get back out there because I know they want to do that. And so Monday, July 12th, 2027, put it on your calendar and be here because you're going to have fun.
Yes.
It's fun and it's a great cause and no one better than Lomas Brown Jr., the legend, who you'll be able to listen to on Sports Wrap with Lomas and Anthony Bellino weeknights at 6. Also, of course, color analyst for the Detroit Lions Radio Network. And all-around good guy with the Lomas Brown Jr. Foundation. I love you, man.
I love you too, legend. Thank you.
You take care. Legend. Lomas Brown at 1228 on WJR. Well, Lomas Brown Jr. and I, Lomas the legend, just came up with a new legendus. No, legendus. Ann Thomas, our fearless leader, we said she's a legend too. But then we said, what's the female edition of legend? Because we don't know, because, you know, we were very good at what we did, but that meant dropping out of school. But anyway, she's the legendess?
Legendess.
Legendess. Yeah. It's not rolling the
I think it's just legend. I think legend
you,
is.
I think these days a woman can be a legend just like a man can be a legend. Like a waiter is a waiter or a wait person. There's no waitresses and waiters anymore. There's no actors and actresses. They're all actors. You got to catch on to this stuff. I'm catching on to it, too. So it takes me a little time. All that aside, it's always nice to have Annie around and Lomas's friends. And everyone's having a good time here because, this is the event. It is the Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic at the fabulous Country Club of Detroit. Make a plan to be here next year, Monday, July 12th, 2027, for the third annual gathering. Sad news out there. Marie Osborne is keeping track of as much of it as she can, as our WJR Director of Community Affairs and News. This was a real shocker when it came through, Marie, to hear that Senator Lindsey Graham, who seems so full of life, passes away, and at first they didn't know why, at the age of 71, now they're saying, at least preliminarily, an aortic tear, Marie.
Yeah, indeed. And in fact, we've got a teeny bit of breaking news on this story that I'll give you in just a second here. So a spokesperson for Lindsey Graham says that, as you said, these preliminary findings indicate aortic dissection as the cause of death for the 71-year-old senator. Many people are remembering the senator as hard working and someone with a real sense of humor. Here's what President Trump had to say today.
If I had Democrat problems, he could solve them. He was a man of all different abilities, actually, and he was a nice man. He was a great guy.
And once a critic of President Trump, Graham later became one of the president's closest allies, although he faced criticism for shifting his loyalties. Graham had just returned from a trip to Ukraine and scheduled to appear on NBC's Meet the Press. President Trump, the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky, all giving praises as well as the Israeli leaders paying tribute to Senator Lindsey Graham. And we just found out in the last hour or so, Paul, that President Trump is endorsing Lindsey Graham's sister be named to fill out the rest of his term. Her name is Darlene Graham Nordone. And he's saying that she needs to be appointed. I recommend to Governor Henry McMaster that Lindsey Graham's wonderful sister, Darlene, serve as interim senator from the great state of South Carolina. And the interesting story about Darlene is that their parents died when she was just 13. He was older than her, but she was just 13. So he became her legal guardian. And he never married.
He literally adopted her.
Yes,
he literally adopted
yes,
her.
Yes, yes.
And when you bring this up, and you're going into this side of the story, when it's common practice oftentimes when someone dies like this, and their term ends, I think, in January or something, that they would appoint his wife. I just found out he never married. You started
he never
to say that
married.
Just now. I was stunned to hear that. I guess it just never came up, but I just always assumed he had a wife and children.
No, he never married. And he was asked, because, he ran for president, well, who would be the first lady? And he said, well, I assume my sister will take on that role. If,
wow.
So that was kind of a little interesting sidebar about his sister. Greatly, greatly admired. Obviously his sister greatly admired him. There were beautiful tributes that came through. Senator Klobuchar, a Democrat, of course, did a beautiful tribute for him, talking about how he had this twinkle in his eye about the kind of work that they did. When he worked with her, it was kind of like, can you believe we're actually doing this? And that was such a beautiful thing to say, I think, about somebody, that they had that much gusto and love of the work that they did. And again, not everybody agreed with him, not everybody liked him, but at least you could say that it was someone who was really dedicated to his work.
He's, without question, he's a man. I don't know anyone could say he wasn't a decent man. And I'm glad they came out with this information as quickly as they did, because I got to tell you, right away I started hearing things like, was he poisoned when he was in Ukraine? Did they poison him? I mean, the stories that came out immediately. And then another one, which was not a bad guess, from doctors who said he just came back from a long flight.
Thrombosis,
you should wear compression socks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if he does. But that thrombosis from sitting in a chair all that time. So I remind everybody who travels a lot, like me, get up and walk around. It'll save your life. Now, as it turns out, this isn't any of that, but it's still a good idea to do it. But this is going to be a stretch, but the truth of the matter is there are so many studies that have indicated men live longer if they're married.
Oh, I know.
Think about
his
that.
Dad died young, though, too, of a heart attack. Yeah, his dad had died young of a heart attack.
And I would have hoped that with the world's best medical insurance and medical ability, you would have thought that doctors were all over that with him. I hope and pray, unless he was like a guy, like Mike Parson said earlier, guys put things off, guys don't go. Listen, if I didn't have Kim, I'd probably be dead by now at 73.
Yeah, I have a good friend who passed away. He was not married, and his friend said to me, Marie, if he was married, this wouldn't have happened to him. So yeah, it's a real thing. Us ladies, we
hope
know
that's
we're
not the case, but it is a real thing, though. I'm not trying to, it's just I obviously had his reasons. I don't know what they were. I didn't know him. If I interviewed him ever, it was a long time ago. And all I know is I was shocked when I saw that. When I got the first word, I couldn't believe it. I had to go online and double check it and say, what is going on here? So, anyway, anything else?
I do want to mention Mitch McConnell. We did get a restatement on Mitch McConnell. He released a statement saying that he is.
This came out after this. This came out right after. I mean, he felt. I think he felt pressured into doing this.
Yeah.
After the death, I think he felt like he better show that he's not dead.
I can't agree
after
with
Lindsey
you more
Graham
on that. Exactly. He's in a rehab center. He said he kept quiet all this time because people of his generation did that. And he says he fell and he lost consciousness last month, and he's been in the hospital recovering. Yeah. And that at that age, when you spend any time in the hospital, it can really wear on you. So he's in a rehab facility now.
Yeah. But I just don't accept this thing about, you know, my generation, we didn't talk about our problems or whatever. He's a United States senator. He's right. Representing people who expect him to represent them.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't think you can go and hide like this. I'm sorry.
Yes, indeed.
I don't think you should hide. Okay. Marie Osborne, the best, WJR's Director of Community Affairs and News. Thanks for your update on all of this. And I know they haven't announced anything yet regarding services and such.
No, but we'll get that info. Hugs to Lomas, please.
I'm sure. Oh, yes. I hugged him a moment ago. It's like he has an invisibility cloak, because if he hugs you, you disappear.
You do.
You're gone. you're absorbed into his massive body. Oh, boy. All right, Marie, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We continue on WJR at 12:43. I mentioned a part of the team. The team is growing here. Welcome to WJR's Dominic Valentini. Thank you, Dominic, for being here and helping. And Andrew Eubanks, who is off on a project, but he's on his way back here. So we're all here working hard at the Country Club of Detroit for the Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic. Donna Dickerson is here. And I want to point out that she is a part of something that's very special, because for over 70 years, the University of Michigan Credit Union has been guided by the principle of people helping people. This commitment is the foundation of their member-owned structure, drives the development of their comprehensive suite of financial products and services, empowering their members to make informed financial decisions, providing the tools and resources they need to achieve their financial goals. She is the Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer for the UMCU. Donna Dickerson, welcome to Paul W. Smith and Focus.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Well, we're very happy to have you here and being the touchdown sponsor for this, the Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic. But tell us about the credit union. Credit unions, we know, are coming on very strong, seemingly stronger than ever. Is that my imagination, or is that true?
That is not your imagination. It's absolutely true. And what you said, people helping people in general, that's our mission. And for us at the University of Michigan Credit Union, our purpose, really simply put, is really we're looking for win-win-win situations, right? And that means win for the community, win for the members, and then win for our organization. So when we say
Donna Dickers.
Yeah, go, please.
No, just there's a big delay, and you're probably very close out on the golf course. But our signal goes probably up to a satellite and then back down. So even though you're about 500 yards away, the signal goes 42,000 miles. But other than that, it's just great. How many members do you have, and what are we looking at in terms of assets?
So we have over 114,000 members, and we're $1.5 billion credit union. And like you said, we have been around for over 70 years.
Well, I'm a proud graduate, and three of my kids, proud graduates of the University of Michigan. We're always thrilled to hear of great things the university is doing and a part of or puts its name on. And we're glad, too, that you you stepped up to be a sponsor for this fabulous golf tournament that now has been going on for a number of years, but has now in its newest life, the Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic, in its second year, raising money to help kids. And you're a big part of that, and we thank you for that. And it's got to make you, and it should make all 120,000 members and all your employees feel very good.
It does. And as a matter of fact, we partner with Lomas Brown Foundation in a number over the last several years, actually, and we are perfectly aligned on the mission of empowering youth. And that's why we're here today. And Loma supports us. We were just supporting children out in Detroit last week, Friday. We're sports rap. Lomas and Anthony were out there supporting kids, fulfill their dreams and spark dreams. We we had a fun activation where we had a live broadcast, and we had children learning to broadcast. And so we are always happy to work with Lomas and work with Sports Wrap and Anthony Bellino to help children.
Well, you're a good promoter. That, it's good that you got all of it in there. And, of course, all of us looked at each other and said, well, if they're teaching kids how to do all this, our days are numbered. So anyway, but seriously, so it started 70 years ago. It began with 12 members and a shared vision that's grown into, I can't think of another way to put it, a vibrant credit union. And you've said it yourself, rooted in service, community, and connections. And Donna, it's gotta feel good to work for a company that's like that, like we feel good for working at WJR.
It really does. It's really about purpose. And if I just state it plainly, it's our purpose is to amaze our members, our community, our team by working together for shared success. And so that drives everything that we do. And you and your daughters, and that you can always be a member no matter where you live. If you went to the University of Michigan, if you're in California, you can still do banking with us, whether it's a first account or savings or making a lifelong decision of a house. We can help you.
Well, that's awfully good to know. How are you doing on the golf course? That's the big question right now.
You know what? It's all about consistency, right?
that's what I hear about golf, yeah.
It's all about consistency, but when you have four tries, one team, this scramble, it's great. It's going great.
You know, that's a great answer, because most of the time when I would ask that question, I don't ask it often because the answer almost always is, well, we're having fun. That's the most important thing. We're having a good time.
Well, my idea is we got one team, we've got four tries, and so that makes it less stressful, right, to have fun.
Yeah, that's fabulous. That really makes a lot of sense. You got four tries, and somebody in that group's going to hit it right.
There you go.
Each time.
There you go.
Well, have fun. Thank
you,
Donna
so
Dickerson.
Much.
I'm glad that you could take a moment from the golf to weigh in, and we'll look forward to meeting you one of these times.
Absolutely. I'll stop by and say hi at the turn.
Okay, good. Excellent. We should be here. Donna Dickerson, Vice President, Chief Marketing Officer for the University of Michigan Credit Union. She's a touchdown sponsor for the Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic, second annual one happening as we speak right here at the legendary Country Club of Detroit. As we have Focus with Paul W. Smith and our Relentless Positive Radio for another full hour coming up right after the news. And as we like to say, stand by for news on WJR. Hour number two, broadcasting live from the fabulous Country Club of Detroit on the occasion of the Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic number two. He picked up where we left off after 21 years of doing the golf tournament for children's charities. Happily, Lomas stepped right up and said, I'll take over. And I said, God bless you for that. And he's doing a tremendous job in raising money for the Lomas Brown Foundation and the various charities that he's been helping for years. So it's a good thing. And in fact, you ought to be here. And you can make plans already for next year. Lomas told me it's going to be Monday, July 12th, 2027, for the third annual Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic. We're here at number two. It's going extremely well. Lots of people stopping by, having a good time, and we appreciate them coming by. We've got the team expanded because we're on location. Mike Parsons is here along with Daniel Mason back in the Golden Tower of the Fisher Building with Rich Lunzinski, keeping track of traffic and weather first, of course. Mary Slawinski is here. Andrew Eubanks, Ray Templin, Dominic Valentini, Anna McManus, Curtis Paul, and the big boss, Ann Thomas, is here. And I've just learned that Lomas always calls her Ann or Annie like I do, or Annie Banani like I do. He calls her Ann Thomas at all times. So we've now added legend, Ann Thomas the legend, to her name. Relentless Positive Radio, that's what we're doing. Thank you, Todd Spangler from the Detroit Free Press, for giving credit to the place that deserved the credit. We had Mike Rogers on when he broke the story about the Gordie Howe Bridge, and it was Todd Spangler in the Detroit Free Press who actually gave us credit for that breaking story, and we are forever indebted to him for that. Just the same way I give credit to all the newspapers when I quote from them or have their people on. We obviously talk about that. Be that as it may, the big story, of course, Senator Lindsey Graham, and it's just a big loss, and people are still, it's still hard to believe. He was so full of life.
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, not to be morbid, but, you know, everyone was worried about Mitch McConnell, you know, and, you know, anyone else in the Senate, something bad happening to, wasn't even on people's radar.
Yep, not even on our radar. And then Mitch McConnell and his people felt they better let everybody know he's still alive,
right?
Because of this.
Yeah, I mean, it was proof of life, but he looked rough.
Good. No, he didn't look good. No. Quick note: I watch all the news on the weekend. It's overwhelming and generally makes me feel like lousy, but
right.
I do it because I should, because I'm talking about it.
Right.
But did you see that pub fire in Bangkok?
No.
I just don't. I haven't had anybody explain to me what happened. But the flames shooting out of that thing that killed 27, at least 27 people were killed.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks like a blowtorch. It doesn't just look like a fire.
Right.
It looks like a blowtorch fire.
Yeah, I'm looking at these pictures. And
I don't know if you can tell without it being a video, but it was... I never heard exactly what happened and why that fire looked the way it looked.
Well, and you wonder, I mean, are there rules and their codes and you know, all of their statutes? I would imagine they're not as stringent as they are here in the United States. That's why it seems like
that is a problem.
When these things happen overseas, they're so big and they're so deadly.
Did you see the tourist? I'm not really necessarily blaming the tourist, but you know, you don't really need a picture of a bison because you can get one in a magazine or a book. But I guess people still are always going to try. And this guy, this tourist, he's like 65.
Yeah.
He moves in to take a picture of a bison, and the bull bison doesn't like that and starts chasing him around. Now, I don't know how they make the decision. Some news channels showed right up until the time the bison hit him. And the rest of the news channels showed the bison throwing the guy 10 feet up in the air and spinning him around.
You know what I think it is? I think if they live, they'll be more news.
Well, he lived.
Right, because I know even like on local news, if they're talking about a deadly car accident, they always show the video until the point of impact. So I think if this man would have died from his injuries, I think they probably, all of them would have stopped. But
Some of them stopped and some of them didn't.
I got to tell you, when I saw this video at first, I thought it was AI because he went 8 feet in the air.
I said 10 feet, yeah.
Yeah.
And he spun around, and they said he broke his leg in a couple places.
And that was all of his injuries?
That's, I believe so.
So I wonder, and I don't know if the video shows this, but what does the bison do after? Does the bison just walk away? Because
I think, as far as I recall, he lit a cigarette and had a beer.
I think he was
very satisfied.
They shook hands and went to the bar after. All was well.
For some people, it's one thing, and for others, it's another. And for a bison, it was a direct hit.
Sometimes you just got to punch it out and go back. That was incredible. And you will not find me at any of these wildlife.
Like those drive-through
safaris. And
no interest.
Yeah. With the black bears all over the place. I mean, no thank you.
I don't get it. I really don't. I mean, look. I know I'm not that adventuresome or adventurous.
Like,
I don't look at a mountain and go, look at that mountain. That thing needs to be climbed.
Right.
I need to risk my life and that of other people that I take with me just to get to the top of that mountain I got to the top of the mountain.
I say, is there a $20 helicopter ride to the top of that thing? Otherwise, no thanks.
All right. A couple of things going on here. Speaking of real life, our dear friend Jamie Edmonds, there was a big story in the newspaper. talking about her journey. Mm-hmm. Quote, we're just praying every night. You're going to reach out to Jamie and have her on this week, right?
Yes. So, normally on treatment weeks, she's ready to go like Friday. I kind of give her the rest of
whatever,
the week.
Whatever works. We could do it next week. Doesn't matter. Whatever's comfortable for her. We just haven't checked in with her for a while. You know, I don't get the news media. And you're part of the news media. No, I'm not. I'm not a newscaster. I've been a newscaster. When I filled in for Paul Harvey, I played newscaster. Mm-hmm. But I'm an opinion caster.
Right.
So don't lay that newscaster thing on me. The fact is, I don't get it. How can a newscaster look at themselves in the mirror and say things like, you know, these things that are happening right now in Iran are threatening the ceasefire? What are they talking about? What ceasefire are they talking about?
Well, which number? There's been like 13 ceasefires.
Yeah, I mean, give me a break here.
Well, you know, now that they just bombed the 40 sorties and bombed 800 different targets, this is threatening the ceasefire.
I mean, true, but there was really never a ceasefire
There's
to begin
no
with.
Ceasefire. I mean, right. Oh, God. Okay, forget about that. Canada reveals the official opening date for the Gordie Howe Bridge. We thanked Todd Spangler especially and the Detroit Free Press for giving us credit for the story.
Nice to see our names in print.
Yeah, it is. I mean, who doesn't like that? I used to – Bob Talbert, who I do that Monday Moanin' thing in honor of Bob Talbert, I used to look to see if he mentioned me, and it was a thrill if he did. You know, what the heck. Let's see. Ward Manuel. They say his future is in serious doubt. Man, oh, man. Isn't there going to be stability at any of our major colleges?
Yeah. I mean, it's musical chairs. And I think Thursday there's a meeting to go over the findings.
Is that the 16th? Because July 16th there is a meeting of
in Traverse City.
Okay. Yeah.
And it's funny because we read that and then we got that news alert that said Ward Manuel says he will remain in place in the near term.
In the near term. Yeah. That could be a day.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm glad I'm not in the position to make those determinations and decisions on somebody's future.
What if Jay Batt became the new?
Oh, no. Yeah. I swear to God, the reason we get along so well is we both have sick thoughts like that. Because I went, what if Jay Batt shows up being the Michigan guy? Right. Yeah, not going to happen.
Stranger
not
things have happened.
Never going to happen, but it did occur to me.
Yeah, I'm not going to bet on it on FanDuel, but.
No. Well, I wouldn't even know how to bet on it on FanDuel. All right.
Probably a good thing.
Or what's another thing that people bet on?
Oh, Kashi.
Kashi.
Yes.
That is ridiculous. It should go away yesterday. I mean, you cannot control people not betting on things that they have insider's knowledge on.
Right.
It's impossible to police that.
It really is.
I mean, I could bet on will Paul W. Smith say Bahuka on his show. I'm going to bet $100,000 on that.
Right.
Bahuka.
Will Paul burp?
I'm rich.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we are working like
will
suckers.
Will Paul burp? When have I burped on the air?
Never. That's why you're due.
Okay. How much do you have on it?
We can go halfsies.
What's it worth to me?
We'll split everything 50-50.
After 60 years in broadcasting, Paul W. Smith burped on the air. It's said that he made $50,000 for doing that. 115 at 760, WJR. Well, Gary Corbin just walked up. The famous Gary Corbin. I've told this story a number of times. I don't know how he did it, but whenever I was playing golf on a golf course, and he was on that golf course, eventually when I went up to the green to get my ball, there were Buckeyes there. And he just came by and dropped off some Buckeyes because he is the quintessential Buckeye fan. And then he dropped off a bottle of what at first I thought was Grey Goose vodka, looks just like it, but it is Buckeye vodka with the Ohio State logo, handcrafted, gluten-free. I've never seen this. You think there's one for Michigan also? No? Oh, he's going to whether there is or not, he's going to say, no way, Paul. Of course not.
You know, I think I saw him smiling when we were talking about Ward Manuel just a few minutes ago.
I bet he was not only smiling, he was probably gut laughing. Well, thank you for that. That's very kind of you. And again, thank you for the Buckeyes. I'll share those with Tom Romer. That's where they always would go. Another fellow big Buckeye fan. Thank you, Gary. Things are good. Gary Corbin, you're just taking time off and enjoying yourself, playing golf and tennis, you said. Golf, tennis, and boating? Oh, good for you. He spends the cold months in Florida. I happen to know for sure. All right. Mike Bouchard, Oakland County Sheriff, all-around good guy. Father of Mike Bouchard, who's going to be joining the family business of helping people very soon. There was another shooting at a mall. I don't want to keep track, but I have to. That's like three shootings in the last couple of weeks at, I think, three different malls. He also happened to know and befriended the great Senator Lindsey Graham. So we'll talk about the shootings first and then the rest of it. Sheriff Mike Bouchard, always a pleasure having you on. Sorry it's again about another shooting at a mall.
Yeah, it's pretty sad and frustrating on both fronts because, you know, it shows an epidemic in our society. We can't resolve interpersonal conflicts peacefully. We can't de-escalate things that really mean nothing in the scheme of life. And you know that as you get older, that a disagreement over this, that, where you are in a lane on the highway or in a line at a mall or something you said to somebody, that doesn't really rise to the level of getting your blood pressure up. But, you know, a lot of the younger people, you know, they have these conflicts and it starts maybe with a physical tussle, punches, and then somebody pulls a weapon and we've got a tragedy. And we've seen that, as you said, in multiple malls. We've also seen it at fairs, festivals, you know, and it's this kind of conflict that escalates in a meaningless way to a tragic conclusion.
And unfortunately, oftentimes, these shootings take place with people who have legally purchased a gun. And that's an issue. That's a problem that needs to be fixed, and I'm not sure how to fix it. I don't know what kind of interview you can do before you grant someone the right to bear arms. Gun owners are going to fight you on this, but clearly they understand something's got to be done, and I'm not suggesting for a second that we take away the right to bear arms, but just because that right is out there and constitutionally granted and blah, 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 doesn't mean everybody is fit to bear arms. Help me out on this one, Michael.
Yeah, I'm a believer in the Second Amendment, and I think the deeper question is that, again, resolving conflict and people that are attacking people for literally no reason. The question of whether that shooting was justified will be up to the prosecutor to make a determination that did it rise to the legal standards that are in place for self-defense. That's a different question, and that's for the prosecutor to decide. But in terms of having a firearm to defend yourself, if your life's in jeopardy, you know, I'm a believer that that's an absolute right. Having
said that,
you know, we need to find a way collectively where we don't escalate something that is completely meaningless from physical altercation to a deadly situation. And more to your listeners, they need to be situationally aware wherever they are, not afraid, but aware. And when something starts to escalate into physicality, use your phone as you're giving yourself space and distance. That's the best thing to protect yourself. Move away from that situation. Use your phone to call the police, not to stand in nearby proximity trying to film it because you might get something that's interesting and we'll get clicks.
Oh, my God.
Because that
puts
you in danger.
Yeah.
That, you know, and we see that all the time. So whether an escalating situation is starting, move yourself away from that and call the police. You don't know if it's going to get into some kind of random situation like this, and you have, you know, the potential to have innocent bystanders hit, which is always what we see across the country when this dispute happens. People pull a weapon and oftentimes hit innocent people that have no interaction whatsoever with what's going on. So be aware of your surroundings, see things happening, and have a plan, you know, and not just for a shooting or escalating violence, but for what happens if there's a fire, what happens if there's a tornado, those kinds of things. Where are your exits? How do I get to them? If I get separated in that craziness from my family, where is our rally point? Is it our car? Is it at the flagpole in front of the mall or the shopping center or the theater? Have those things where, hey, if we get separated, we're going to meet there. And have
all
have
good
those
reminders.
Things in your head.
All good reminders. Quick comment. We lost a great man in the loss of Senator Lindsey Graham. You had some experience with him over the years.
Yes, I had been in numerous meetings with him as the representative for Major County Sheriffs of America. He was a steadfast law enforcement supporter and military supporter. And obviously, we've got two in the military and two in law enforcement in our family. And that means a great deal. And he was a stalwart on that one. We were facing a lot of attacks over the years in law enforcement, you know, unjustified attacks. You know, when we have to fix the problem, we should fix the problem, absolutely. But what sometimes people get off the track there and they start attacking men and women on the front line, absolutely in an unfounded way, he would stand up for us.
Yeah, he was. I thought he was a great guy. Thank you. You're another great guy, Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard. God bless you, sir.
Appreciate you, my friend.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. 129 at WJR. Well, it's such a pleasure to say hello to a guy that I might not have met otherwise. But the fact of the matter is, he's the golf cart sponsor. They actually customize the golf carts for this Lomas Brown Jr. Golf Classic through their Impact Power Sports. And Impact Power Sports and president of Legacy Sports and Media, wearing many hats, the vice president, Drew Campanelli. Drew, and it's a pleasure to meet your dad over there, too, with you.
Pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you for having us.
Well, it's nice having you here. Talk to me about both of your businesses.
Sure. Well, we'll start with the golf carts. We own Impact Power Sports, and we're in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're just a Yamaha golf cart dealer, but we're also very heavily involved with charity, and we've worked with Lomas for the last, 4 years now. And when this opportunity came up to be a golf cart sponsor for this outing and how prestigious this is, we were quite honored and just glad to be a part of it.
I had no idea. I mean, I shouldn't be surprised, but so Yamaha makes golf carts also.
Oh, they are the number one golf cart brand out there.
No
yes.
kidding.
Yes, sir.
My wife, Kim, is listening, I'm sure, and she says, talk to him about getting a golf cart. We live right off this golf course, matter of fact. They do dirt bikes. They do EVs. What do you do? What are all the things that you have?
Sure. So we're a full-on golf cart dealership. So golf carts, dirt bikes, ATVs, UTVs, new and used. We do it all. And we ship statewide and nationwide. So if there's something that you want, it doesn't matter where you live.
Talk to me a little bit about the Legacy Sports Detroit, because I know that's got to do with talent development and things like that. Tell me more.
So one of the other hats that we do is we do work with Lomas on a couple of fronts, and this is another one. So we own a Legacy Sports network, and essentially, yeah, it's a talent agency. It's a we do podcasting, shows, social media, all kinds of stuff, and we like to get the legacy type players involved. So we represent a couple of different players, and you know it. We turn shows. We turn different, you know, creations into whatever they're looking for. We jump in and help.
It sounds like you're a company that's has risen to face what's important today. Drew Campanelli here, Vice President, Impact Power Sports, and President, Legacy Sports and Media. So the talent representation, a media network, brand partnerships, sponsorship sales, talent development. You got a lot going on.
Yeah, but we have a lot of fun.
What should people do if somebody is, I don't know, looking to book talent, sponsor a show, launch a campaign, or be represented by you? What should they do?
You can get on online and take a look at us, impactpowersports.com, or actually impactpowersportsmi.com. We just changed the site.
Impact Power Sports. M-I, like in Michigan.
Yep. So if you're looking for anything golf carts or power sports wise, we can be happy to help you there. But as far as the talent side goes, yeah, if you're an artist or if you are a player and you're looking for some type of representation, or you're looking for, you want your own show, or you're looking for podcasting or anything like that, or social media help, that's exactly what we do.
What you do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's interesting. So is there any particular talent or thing that you're looking for, or are you just wide open? It's not just sports.
No, it's everything. We sports and entertainment. So, and it's a vast array of anything. You know, there's a lot of different people that have a ton of different talents out there, mm-hmm. and sports and entertainment has kind of collided. So we're trying to give up, and we're trying to give a voice to, like, what we consider our legacy acts. Okay, and Lomas is a perfect example of that. So Lomas is a legacy player. And we're looking to take him and elevate it, what he's done, and especially look at his charity. Look at how much charitable work that he's doing, and I don't think enough people know about that. So our specialty is I'm going to go in there, and we want to make sure that people know what he's doing and how they can get involved in doing some of the cool things that he is.
That's so good. A lot of people don't know that there are people like you in business to facilitate their good work.
We certainly try.
Well, I think that's fabulous. So you go to ImpactPowerSportsMI.com, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com. They got the golf carts and the dirt bikes and the ATV dealership and then the Legacy Sports Detroit, to beyond the traditional talent that we know of talent agencies, creating meaningful experiences and connections, trusted voices, authentic connections. You're like a full-service agency.
We are, yes, sir.
Well, good for you. Nice to meet you, Drew.
It's a pleasure.
I didn't even know you existed
until
right now, and I hope that's true for my listeners as well.
Thank you. We're happy to help anybody that we can.
Drew Campanelli, Vice President, Impact Power Sports, President, Legacy Sports and Media. You reach out to them at ImpactPowerSportsMI.com, ImpactPowerSportsMI.com, and be sure to say hi to his dad, who's here today enjoying himself as well. Thank you, Drew.
Thanks for having us. Appreciate you.
It's our pleasure. Thank you.
Thank
nice
you.
Meeting you, hearing your story as we continue in Focus on WJR. I am so glad to be speaking with this man. I've known Jim Blanchard for a very long time. In fact, Governor, you actually showed up on my show on what date was this? July 1st?
July 1st. It must have been 1996.
Yeah, it was 1996 for sure. It was 30 years ago that I came back to do the morning show. I've actually been here at the radio station doing Focus, doing weekends, filling in for JP, all of that for 50 years. But 30 years ago, I came back July 1st. You were on my first show, Governor. We have such a delay
me,
here.
They just hooked
yes,
me in.
You. They just hooked you in. Okay, I'm sorry they didn't have you hooked in.
Yeah.
So, first, you were on my first time back doing the morning show. I hate to put it this way, Jim, but you and I are like the only two still living that were on that show.
Yeah, well, you know what? We've been around, but we've seen a lot and we've learned a lot too. And it was an honor to be on your first show. And it's always great to talk with you because you know so much about Michigan, our region, the country, and radio. So, and I'm, by the way, looking out at Lake Michigan at 75 degrees and sunny. I'm in Pentwater, Michigan today.
Oh, boy. A little cooler there and a little more comfortable. But, hey, by the way, did you happen to know Senator Lindsey Graham?
A little bit, yes. I agree with him on some things and not on others, but he was a hard worker. And, God rest his soul.
God rest his soul is right. All right, the thing we wanted to talk with you about is one of the most confusing stories of our lifetime. And it's called the Gordie Howe Bridge. I mean, I don't know what to believe anymore. Somebody came out and said, I think it was Pete Hoekstra, said, well, the biggest myth is to say that Canada paid for the bridge. Well, wait a minute. They did pay for the bridge. And then we agreed to certain things. And now we're not agreeing to those certain things.
Yeah.
And now there's something else that's come up, and we've worked out a deal where we'll make money and they'll make money, and then we'll set up a thing with the set up jobs. I mean, this is one of the most perplexing, confusing stories ever, Governor Blanchard.
Well, it's confusing. Let me back up. I've worked on it 20 years, okay? our Governor Snyder, the Republican successor of mine, did a wise thing, and he was correct then and he's correct now. He made an agreement with Canada to get the bridge done. He made it with the government of Canada. And Canada agreed to pay our share of the bridge, and we would and pay itself back with tolls later, and we would get half ownership without coming up with one dime. Now, why did we do that? I'm the guy that presented that idea to Canada, to the transport minister named John Baird. And I hope he'll be there for the opening because he really deserves a lot of credit. We asked them to fund our share and pay themselves back with tolls because many years earlier, when we did the Blue Water Bridge, Canada didn't have the money they needed. And so Michigan paid for Canada's share of the Blue Water Bridge, and we paid ourselves back with tolls, and it worked very well. And because of that precedent, Canada was willing to do what they've done, which is pay our share, Michigan's share, and agree to pay themselves back with tolls. As I understand it, I don't have all the details, the current agreement that Governor Snyder made with Canada is intact. It has not changed at all. What's added is that apparently there's an agreement to take some of the profits of the income and create an economic development fund to deal with cross-border enhancements to the benefit of both sides, when both sides have to agree on the expenditures. And that is that makes this hopefully a final agreement.
Well, the time will tell.
Yeah, right. Is it a fig leaf for the president to get off the limousine? Possibly. Or is it something new that's really good? Possibly. All I know is we want to move forward and let everybody claim success. That's the best way to do things in politics. Let everybody be a winner. Yeah. And so I don't want to attack anybody, because if we could just cut the ribbon, all right, you and I will be smiling and our region will be so much better off.
Former governor of Michigan, former ambassador to Canada, Jim Blanchard, on our show on Friday, Senate hopeful Mike Rogers came on board and said this is going to happen. He said that he had the inside line and it was going to be announced, and therefore it was announced a little later that day, but he announced it on our show, and I greatly appreciate that. The Canadian government, Michigan, announcing that the bridge will open to traffic July 27th after the agreement was brokered following a delay by the administration of President Trump. But President Trump, this story just came over from a local newspaper. This said, see how it feels? This one says, Trump endorsed the agreement Saturday in a social media post, taking credit for a much better deal. He said, the president, quote, I was able to cut a much better deal, all caps, for America. And by doing so, we will be allowing the new and spectacular Gordie Howe International Bridge spanning Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, to open on July 27th as scheduled, according to the president. You know, you were right, Jim, because you've been around a long time. Success has many fathers.
Rick Snyder cut a better deal than Donald Trump. But you know what? If Donald Trump thinks he should be on Mount Rushmore, so be it. If he thinks this is a better agreement, great. Let's go with it. Let's open the gates. Let's cut the ribbon. And let's worry about the benefits of Michigan, the United States, and Canada.
Because there are, without any money entering in the story, we already know that Michigan will benefit greatly from a second crossing. Now, we can go back to the beginning, and I thought, well, the Maroons have experience. Let them pay for it. Why get the state involved? And the state couldn't end up paying for it anyway. But we are where we are today. There is a bridge built. Let it be open, and let the commerce and the advantages of having yet another bridge, let them play out. Let's go.
Yeah, right. We need two crossings. They need to fix up and maintain that Ambassador Bridge. They have not done that properly. But we need two crossings. We need the redundancy for security purposes. The Maroons are still going to make a lot of money. They won't make as much, okay, as they would have with a monopoly. But, you know, most people think they've been gouging the trucking industry and the auto industry all along. They probably, by lobbying the Michigan legislature, they probably delayed this about 4 years. So I think they owe our country some money.
Oh, my goodness. Let me ask you this. I need you to go on the record with this. Former governor, former ambassador to Canada, are you saying, Jim Blanchard, that you don't think the Ambassador Bridge is safe? You feel that it's in need?
No, I'm sure it's safe enough. I don't want to mislead it. Oh, I'm sure.
No, please
safe.
Don't.
But,
yeah,
but they,
yeah.
They are continually told by the Canadian government, keep fixing it up, keep maintaining it. And, you know, for a while they tried to prevent the Canadian government from inspecting the bridge. This was a few years ago. No, not last month.
All right. Okay.
A few years ago. So okay. I think they're maintaining it, but it's an old bridge. I think it was built, 1929?
Long time. Hey, we got to run. All I know is Matthew is not his father. He's a whole different guy, and I always hoped for Matthew to be able to get along with everyone when his father didn't necessarily want or care about doing that. I think Matthew has, and I hope that works out and we can all be friends and we can get moving. Thank you for all your work, Jim Blanchard. Always a pleasure. I got to run. Stand by for news, and Ryan Armani is here. Regards, Paul W. Smith.